Good afternoon, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome back to our interview this week. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Dolina Supadat, and I will be the moderator for today's discussion. And this week, we have brought an important and timely topic, which we will touch upon on the 70th anniversary of Cambodia-Japan diplomatic relations, as well as the elevation of both country relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to introduce you our special guest speaker for today's discussion, His Excellency Owino Atsushi, a newly appointed ambassador of Japan to the Kingdom of Cambodia. And it is a big honor to have Excellency Ambassador to join us today. So greeting Excellency and a warm welcome to our interview program, and also a warm welcome to Cambodia.
Well, thank you very much, sir. My name is Ueno Atsushi. As introduced, I have just arrived here in Phnom Penh, and I'm very happy and very honored to work as a Cambodia, work as a Japanese ambassador to Cambodia. Also, I'm very happy to accept the interviews by ABI, which is a leading think tank in this country.
So thank you so much, Ambassador, for your acceptance to the invitation to join this program. So as for the introduction, in 2023, Cambodia and Japan commemorate the 70th anniversary of establishment of the diplomatic relation, which the ties established in 1953. And the relation between Japan and Cambodia is a long-lasting friendship in which, as we are all aware, that Japan is the key strategic and comprehensive and the development partners of Cambodia. And plus, up until now, the government of Japan has wholeheartedly supported and assisted Cambodia in building a bridge towards peace and prosperity, as well as connect the kingdom to the region and the world. So without further ado, I would like to kick off the first question to Ambassador. So first of all, regarding the commemoration, what have the two countries' government prepared to celebrate the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations? Please, Excellency, the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you for this question. Before talking about this year's 70th anniversary, I would like to touch on the significance of the last year. It has been a special and important year for the Japan-Cambodia bilateral relations. Last year, Cambodia chaired ASEAN. Prime Minister Hun Sen visited Japan twice in between his busy schedule to attend the Asia-Pacific Water Summit in Kumamoto, and again, the state funeral for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Prime Minister Kishida also visited Cambodia twice in March and in November. The Japan-Cambodia summit meetings between the two leaders took place four times in a year. It is very unexceptional. So this shows that bilateral relations are better and closer than ever for the past 70 years since the establishment of the diplomatic relations. At the fourth and last summit meeting in November, the two leaders agreed to upgrade the bilateral relations to comprehensive strategic partnership. Japan and Cambodia start a new partnership at this year of 70th anniversary. It is vitally important to develop a substantial relationship that deserves the title of comprehensive strategic partnership. Regarding the events we prepare to celebrate the 70th anniversary, we officially announced the logo mark last November. And on 9th of January this year, exactly 70 years after the establishment of the diplomatic relations, the two prime ministers and two foreign ministers exchanged the congratulatory messages. From now on, Japan and Cambodia will hold a number of commemorative events open for the public in both countries. Japan's side is preparing Japan-Cambodia Kizuna Festival 2023, which starts on the 23rd of February. We will also organize other cultural events like Japanese speech contest and film festival. Along with the government-to-government relations, I do hope that these events promote people-to-people exchange and help the people of the two countries to know more about each other and deepen friendship. Thank you.
So thank you very much, Excellency Ambassador, for the very insight answer to this first question. So moving on, we have witnessed that the bilateral relations between Cambodia and Japan has been long lasting for 7 decades up until now. And under this time, what significant event have both countries done during the past 70 years? And in the future, Excellency, could you share with us a bit what are the areas will be the two countries further expand and enhance their cooperations?
Yeah, thank you very much. In year 1954, a year after the establishment of the diplomatic relations, Cambodia renounced its right to demand compensation from Japan for World War II. Japanese people appreciated this announcement so much. The Japanese government invited then Prince Sihanouk to Japan as a state guest in 1955. During his state visit, the lower house of Japanese parliament adopted vote for thanks to Cambodia. Moreover, the two countries signed a treaty of amity during Prince Sihanouk's state visit to Japan. This was the first treaty with a foreign country for both countries. For Japan, first treaty after the Treaty of San Francisco came into force. And for Cambodia, it was the first treaty after Cambodia's independence. The bilateral relations between Japan and Cambodia developed through the 1960s in wide areas of cooperation. However, during the 1970s, the bilateral cooperation lost its momentum, unfortunately. Later, Japan became actively involved in the peace process of Cambodia, starting from the end of the 1980s, including hosting the Cambodia Peace Conference in Tokyo in year 1990. After the Paris Peace Agreement was signed in 1991, Japan played an active role for Cambodia's peace and reconstruction process. Japan overcame its political difficulties and dispatched personnel to the United Nations peacekeeping operations for the first time in our history. At the same time, Japan cooperated with Cambodia in its reconstruction efforts. I am confident that Cambodian people highly evaluate Japan's cooperation. That seems evident from the fact that the 500 riel bill carries a drawing of the bridges constructed by Japan. Japan's cooperation is not limited in infrastructure improvement, but also extended support for wide areas of public health, water supply, education, landmine clearance, and human resources development as well. On the other hand, Cambodia has given support to Japan's positions in the issues including United Nations Security Council reform, North Korea's abduction issues, and Japan's vision of free and open Indo-Pacific. The bilateral relations steadily developed in this way. The two countries established their strategic partnership in year 2013. It has been elevated into the comprehensive strategic partnership this year. During his visit to Cambodia last March, our Prime Minister Kishida identified the five priority areas of cooperation, which include, first, important infrastructure development, including the Sihanouk Airport. Second, security cooperation. Third, economic relations. Fourth, democracy and human rights. And fifth, new areas of cooperation, such as digital, cyber, and economic security. So we commit to promote the bilateral cooperation with special emphasis on these five priority areas. Thank you very much.
So thank you, Excellency Ambassador. As you mentioned earlier with the first question, last year alongside the ASEAN Summit and related summit in Phnom Penh, leaders of the two countries met and exchanged views on the 70th anniversary of the establishment of a diplomatic relation between Japan and Cambodia. And at the same time, on this auspicious occasion, Prime Minister Hun Sen of Cambodia and Prime Minister Fumio Kishida of Japan have decided to elevate the relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership. So on this ground, Excellency Ambassador, could you share with us What does the new partnership mean for both countries in terms of bilateral diplomatic relations and bilateral cooperation?
Well, thank you very much for this question. From my perspective, under the comprehensive strategic partnership, the bilateral relations may not be the dependence of one party on the other. Under the new partnership, the two countries would work more closely in addressing common challenges in the regional and international arena. On the other hand, in the bilateral context, the two countries would expand their cooperation into new areas. Shared response to situation in Ukraine provides a prime example for the cooperation in international issues. Led by Prime Minister Hun Sen's strong leadership, Cambodia expressed its firm stance against the use of force to take territory from the other countries, as stated in the UN Charter, and joined co-sponsorship for the United Nations General Assembly resolutions. Japan shares the same positions with Cambodia in accordance with international rule-based order against attempts to unilaterally change of status quo by force. Japan and Cambodia not only share the positions, but also collaborate in practice. Recently, the two countries collaborated in training Ukrainian demining personnel in how to use Japanese mine detector. So long-term Japan and Cambodia relations of trust and cooperation in landmine clearance has brought about this collaboration, I think. Cambodia achieved the rarest success in transforming its civil war into peace. I do respect Cambodia's proactive stance in contributing to the peace of the global community by sharing its experience of peace building. The two countries share the same positions in a number of other regional and international issues. Japan is willing to continue to closely communicate and to cooperate with Cambodia in common issues facing the international community. With regard to the bilateral relations, the two countries already launched their cooperation in the new areas of cybersecurity and digital technology among the five priority areas of cooperation. I give you a few examples. For cyber, we embarked on the project to enhance the cyber enhance the capacity of the CAMSA, Cambodia Computer Emergency Response Team, to deal with cybersecurity incidents by providing the related equipment. For digital, Japan cooperates in the development of high-skilled industrial human resources at Cambodia-Japan Digital Manufacturing Center, CJDM, of the Royal University of Phnom Penh. Japan would like to advance the cooperation in these new areas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Excellency. With this connection, if we look at on the economic aspect under the new comprehensive strategic partnership, what foreseeable opportunities can be provided for the economic development of both country, Cambodia and Japan? Please, Excellency.
Yeah, thank you. Under the comprehensive strategic partnership, Japan would like to continue and expand the bilateral cooperation in training in landmine clearance for the third countries, including Ukraine. Furthermore, Japan would like to advance defense and security cooperation with Cambodia to secure the peace and the stability in this region. Mr. Yoshida Yoshihide, he is the Chief of Staff of Japan Ground Self-Defense Forces, will visit Cambodia later this week. We also scheduled a port call by a vessel of Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force to Cambodia in a couple of months. Japan continues its commitment to advance the economic development of this region, which we may call the growth center of the world, through improving regional connectivity. For example, Japan has been cooperating in improving Cambodia's connectivity with markets and the ports in Thailand and Vietnam through developing the Sihanoukville port and upgrading the National Road Number 5 and the Number 6. Japan and Cambodia will be able to deepen the cooperation in the use of renewable energy and joint crediting mechanism, JCM, to tackle the issues of climate change and environment degradation. Japan has also been cooperating in the development of waste disposal systems in Cambodia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ambassador. If we look at the larger image, the world is facing complex issues ranging from geopolitical competition to climate change and to a regional issue and so on. So from your point of view, by elevating to the new level of partnership, how can Cambodia and Japan overcome and contribute to addressing these challenges?
As I already mentioned, Japan and Cambodia have been cooperating and contributing to the resolution of challenges facing the international community. In addition to the cooperation for Ukraine, Cambodia and Japan have been cooperating to provide support to other mine-contaminated countries such as Colombia, Laos, Iraq, and Angola. And with regard to the peacekeeping operations cooperation, Cambodia is the first country where Japan deployed its self-defense force as the UN peacekeepers. Then Cambodia became the dispatcher, not the recipient of peacekeeping operations. So far, Cambodia has sent peacekeepers for 9 countries, such as South Sudan, Lebanon, Central African Republic, and Mali. Japan and Cambodia have joined hands in addressing global issues such as climate change and environment programs. The two countries use a joint crediting mechanism, JCM, to promote the transition to low carbon society through means, including solar power plant and high efficient LED street lights. Japan has also been providing grants through UNDP to support Cambodia's efforts to reduce marine plastic pollution and to promote reusing and recycling plastic waste. We do hope these initiatives, not only to prevent further maritime plastic pollution, but also to help Cambodia to build a sustainable society. Thank you very much.
So thank you, Excellency Ambassador. Last but not least, Excellency, would you like to have a final say or to our audience, particularly the people of Cambodia and also the people of Japan in the occasion of the commemoration on the 70th anniversary of Cambodia-Japan diplomatic relations, as well as the elevation of the new partnership of both countries? Please, Excellency.
Thank you very much. As I told, Japan and Cambodia have been enjoying the very good friendly relations for the last 7 decades. And I'm very confident on the occasion of 70th anniversary of our diplomatic and friendly ties, we can do more together, not only for the sake of our own people, but also for the sake of world peace, stability, and prosperity. And our joint effort, for example, for the Ukraine demining project shows how we can do together in the context of global peace and prosperity. So I'm looking forward to working closely with Cambodian government, also working closely with Cambodian people. And I hope to see you in many occasions. Thank you very much.
So thank you very much, Your Excellency. And ladies and gentlemen, our interview today has now come to an end. And once again, I would like to pay my highest and sincerest appreciation to Excellency Ambassador Uino Azushi for your valuable time and your kind contribution joining us today to provide a worthy, profound discussion and a comprehensive views on the commemoration of the 70th anniversary of Cambodia-Japan diplomatic relations and the elevation of Cambodia-Japan comprehensive strategic partnership, which is very helpful for our audience to have a better and in-depth understanding on the bilateral relation of both countries. So thank you, Excellency, for joining us. And I really hope that I could have a chance to talk with you again in the future occasions.
Well, thank you very much. And once again, thank you for this invitation to your program. And I myself look forward to seeing you in face sometime in the near future.
Yes, so thank you, Excellency Ambassador. Please stay safe and have a nice day.
Thank you.